On this week's Xamarin Show, I have my good friend Alexandre on, talking about accessibility in mobile applications. You do not want to miss this. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have my good friend Alexandre on. How's it going?
Fine, James, and fine, everyone. How are you doing watching this video?
Yeah, I'm really super excited to have you on because you reached out to me on Twitter and you're like, hey, I'm in town for the MVP Summit and I want to talk about accessibility. And we've never in 130 episodes talked about accessibility. I said, I have to have you on to talk about it because I think I know a little bit about it and some of the things I can do, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about accessibility in mobile.
Yeah, it's a great topic. As a mobile developer, creating awesome apps using Xamarin, it's something that usually we take off of the project. Oh, it's hard to implement. I don't know if my users will really need it. But it's accessibility today. It's a game changer. Phones and tablets are part of my day and day of other 1 billion people with some disability. So it's great having this time to talk with you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all sorts of different. We talk about making applications inclusive to everyone, and it's not only people. When I talked to Saqib, we had him on one of our podcasts. You know, he said, you know, it's not just people that are maybe visually impaired, but it's maybe someone's missing a limb, or it's hard to have a bad knee, or hard to walk. And there's so many different disabilities in the world that impact the daily lives. So, what are you going to talk about today with this accessibility?
Yeah, I will show. I will make a little demo about how easy it is to make an app that you have today that maybe have some accessibility issues, and how Xamarin Forms can help you. Just implementing two properties. It's really, really straightforward, and I will be sincere. You will make much more users happy because they don't use your app today because it's not accessible.
Awesome. I'm really excited because I can tell you that I am guilty of this. And you know, tomorrow when I'm going to go do a recording on Twitch, I'm going to go make my app accessible. So I'm excited. It's barely two properties that I have to do it. All right, let's get into it. Let's hop over to your desktop. And what are we looking at here?
Okay. Let's first check if I'm in the right brand. Oops. Yeah, on the right brand. So I have here a very simple app, and I'm simulating here that I have a screen with three bar charts, one bar chart with three series, and I will run it on my device.
So here, this is we have an Android app, an iOS application, and then just a Xamarin Forms application.
Yeah, it's a traditional Xamarin Forms app. I just created with using our awesome template. Just implemented the first page, and it's okay. And to simulate it, I am using box view, stack layout. Nothing different from our apps.
Gotcha.
So here you can hear I use it the accessibility talkback on Android, and I will try to check the values on my screen. So
okay.
EOS version distribution.
So it's reading a label to me, and nothing else. Where, and if I show you my app, you'll see that I have three bars here.
Okay, so what I'm looking at here is I see three bars on the page. The first bar is maybe orange and it's filling the screen. I see a purple bar, which is a little bit smaller, and then a green bar, but there's no text. I see iOS version distribution on the top, and that's it. So they're just a bar chart.
Yeah. So people with visual problems, don't use this app. They will download the app on the app stores, will open, will see nothing, will don't hear anything, and you say, what a mess.
Yeah, because all that it read back was the label and the string.
Yeah.
But nothing else on the screen, you had no idea that it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. So how can we change it? It's so straightforward, it's so easy that you think, my goodness, why I never did it before? So let's change the brand here.
Actions, double tap to launch, double tap and hold to reorder, double tap and hold to show context menu. Home screen 2.
So I changed the brand. And now, what I did, let's go to the page.
And what's great here is that you're actually using accessibility features of Windows and Visual Studio, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be able to really get around the IDE or Windows. And it's just like the app, what you're saying is we want to be able to have that same accessibility.
Yeah. It's great because since the Visual Studio for Windows 2017, Microsoft had a big commitment on making every feature accessible. So I can debug, I can trace my apps, I can test it on the devices, I can see everything happening. And the great thing about XAML, I really love XAML and XAML Informs, because as a blind, I can do drag and drop for things, or at least not create beautiful interface. And with XAML Informs, I am able to create so beautiful apps that people say, "What? How do you do it?"
That's amazing.
Yeah, love it. And I really love the frameworks. So, what I did here, I have a standard page, a standard content page with a label, a stack layout, and here I have a box view. And what is the game changing here? What makes the magic? I have a group of attached properties that it's automation properties. Mm-hmm. And I have is inaccessible tree, because box view is something drawing the screen.
Yeah.
It needs to be accessible. And normally not, but in my case, I need it. Yeah. So I put that it is inaccessible tree. So I set this value to true. And with this, the accessibility technology starts to treat it that it's a component on the screen, but I need to give a label to it.
Oh, so right now, that property that we see is the is inaccessible tree. Yes. That is telling iOS or Android, like, hey, this is something that you should be aware of on the screen.
Yeah.
Got it.
For on iOS, I think that the native property is accessible visible. Mm. And on Android, it's set is accessible.
It's accessible.
Yeah. And I set it here on my form, my page, and I set accessible name, automation properties dot name. That is what the screen reader or other technology will read about. So I did it. I put here is an accessible tree, and I put an accessible name for iOS 12. That is what is in the first bar, and I did it for the three box views.
Got it.
Now when I run the app again,
got it. So let's go ahead and also, can you scroll over to the right on it? The text is a little bit large, so we only see the is inaccessible tree. So if we're able to scroll over, now it's probably debugging, of course.
Yeah, you start debugging, but let.
Oh, actually, if you scroll down there, there it is. Now we see it. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Automationproperties.name iOS 12.
Yeah. Ah. So now the app run, I am here with it in front of me. And as a good blind, I use swipes to navigate through all components on the screen. So
EOS version distribution.
It reads the first text to me, and after that,
EOS 12, EOS 11, other,
So it's reading to me what's in the, on the screen. Now the assistive technology is aware what is in, on the screen. So sometimes you use images to work as buttons, or sometimes you create an awesome, completely different component to put on the screen, but as accessibility is not aware of it, I can't use it. And got with it. Just only two properties, I make my app more accessible.
Very nice.
Yeah, accessibility is a very big subject because we have to talk about colors, we have to talk about the size of the components, a mm-hmm. lot of things. But these two properties is a big start because when you use standard components, Apple and Google and Microsoft did the work for you.
Yeah.
When you put a button on the screen, it's accessible. When I put a label on the screen, it's accessible. When I put a text field, an entry on the screen, it's accessible. The problem starts when I try to create custom components and don't pay attention to the accessibility properties on it. So here it's a very sneak peek.
Yeah.
When how to start it, it's a very huge subject that we can discuss for hours. Yeah, but I think that it's maybe done in other videos and other podcasts, other medias. And if you go to the docs that are really, really, really useful, Xamarin did a great job documenting all these APIs. So it's a sneak peek. You can do it right now on your apps. And I really appreciate if the next time I download your app on the App Store, it's accessible.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yes, make it accessible. And I do have one question here for you. Mm-hmm. So you put for the automation property name iOS. Now it's a bar chart. Like, what is a good practice there? Should I put like in the stack layout, should I put this is a series of bar charts, and this should be like an orange bar representing iOS 12. Like, how much information should a developer give in that automation name?
Mm-hmm. Usually, what makes sense in that place. For example, here the good practice would be I put also the percentage of the iOS 11 devices updated to the last version.
Yeah.
So the good label here should be something like iOS 12, 85%.
Got it, okay.
So I can show all the information. The platform usually do a good job. For example, when I put a button on the screen and I touch it, they say continue button, tap twice to execute it.
Got it.
So we have the accessibility name, and we have a hint. Mm-hmm. We have this property too. So if I have a very different component, for example, something that I have to swipe up and down to use, I can put this hint, swipe up and down to choose an option.
Ah, very cool, yeah. So what I'll do is I'll make sure I link to all the blog posts. And mm-hmm. if the source code's on GitHub, we can also put that there too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just make a nice, look how easy it is to do, right? I think, and go make your apps accessible.
Yeah, no excuses to have no accessible apps anymore.
That's right. Go make your apps accessible. Alexandre, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, James, for the opportunity to talk for this awesome audience, and keep in touch. I will share with you the link of my tweet too. So any problems or doubts about accessibility, let's talk.
Yeah, let's do it. Awesome. Well, I'll put all the links and, of course, your Twitter in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for watching this episode of The Xamarin Show. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.